with Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
So, Tony, you've been teaching a class this summer on Shakespeare, and I wanted to touch base with you on that. How's it going?
It's great, but it's 3 weeks, every day, 3 hours a day, a seminar on Shakespeare.
That sounds like such an exciting thing to be a student for and to teach.
It has been. It's at Buffalo State, and they are graduate students. And the fun part of that is they know no limits. You can make them work as much as you want, and they'll just do it. It's like, you know, go home, read Timon of Athens. They'll do it. Write me 500 words. They'll do it. So they come into class, and they're really revved up, and they're eager to talk about this. And we've been trying to go off the beaten track. The theme is Shakespeare, the collaborative works. I think that a lot of people got a conception of Shakespeare from high school, which is not really accurate to the way that the first aggressively commercial theater England had ever seen was working. It was like working at a Hollywood studio as they're cranking out scripts. And early and late in his career, Shakespeare is collaborating with George Peele, with Thomas Middleton. We believe him even at making additions to Thomas Kidd's Spanish Tragedy in 1602. These are people very purposefully in the Shakespeare class, and for whom this writer is vibrant and alive, which makes a very exciting classroom situation.
And as vibrant and alive as Shakespeare is, you can walk right across the street from Buffalo State and see The Comedy of Errors.
The Comedy of Errors, which we will do as a group, Shakespeare's take on Plautus's Menechmi Brothers, a play of mistaken identities, two sets of identical twin brothers, masters and servants who, unknown to each other, find themselves in the same city on the same day. Confusion, mistaken identities, and hijinks ensue.
And that's a great aspect of many of Shakespeare's comedies.
It is, all of those elements. And I think that what people will be surprised when they see Comedy of Errors is just how adorably fun it is, how completely understandable, how entirely entertaining and accessible Comedy of Errors is. It's a great, good time. And I would think even if you have some younger people and you wanted to introduce them to Shakespeare, Comedy of Errors absolutely is the place to start.
And when we think of Shakespeare, we think of England. And when we think of England, we also think of Mary Poppins.
Or Peter Pan, one or the other. Can't help it. You're taking me to Art Park. Yes, Mary Poppins, available for licensing around the country, and Art Park getting a stab at it, doing an adaptation of the book and the Disney movie to the stage. This is the same script that was on Broadway and that toured.
And it seems to me that Mary Poppins is all over the place in a lot of different markets.
Well, of course, the rights for licensing have just become available. The money to be made on a show that has played on Broadway can potentially continue for many, many years after its initial run, because once it's done, Mary Poppins, say, its first professional productions, then amateur rights will be released, and then you'll see high schools doing it. And this can continue for generations.
Also opening this weekend is The Master Builder, but it's not the performance, but it's a stage reading.
Quite wise, Ibsen. Difficult. Although I love Master Builder. And the lure here is the Silos. This is being done down at Silo City, and they're moving from location to location. David Oliver directing this production. We did a piece on it on this radio station. And the beauty of that is you can take a marvelous script like Master Builder and not have to invest what you would have to, or take the risk you would have to take in a full production, and let people just soak in Ibsen, who is marvelous.
And you got to see Poseidon, the Upside Down musical?
Yeah, deranged.
In a good way.
In a good way, absolutely. Jimmy Janowski in the Shelley Winters part, and that movie, which was in itself a kind of self-parody, here taken and done as a musical. All of the episodes from the movie done comically, BUA on the alleyway stage, with just a zany, zany cast. It was just silly, pure, delightful fun. Everybody left with a smile on their face after the total disaster of Poseidon. One of my favorite moments is toward the end, they saw through the hull of the ship. If you saw the movie, you know, because the ship flips upside down. There's, how many of you are down there? It's like, six, crash, five. dark humor, but very fun.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.